Every time I speak, I want the truth to come out. You know what I'm saying? Every time I speak, I want to shiver.
Welcome to Vegan Nation.
For the planet, the animals, and the human race.
Because it belongs to you. If you're right and you got good on your side, I really truly believe that nothing can stop you.
We're featuring Philly Stallone, vegan activist, Queens, New York.
I'm just here trying to live and liberate. L-O-V-E, that's how I spell hate. I heard animal rights has a white face, and POCs ain't accepted if that's the case. What about me? What about the G? Am I not an example of what you can all be? Unstoppable, let's cheer. I never met a bottle that I considered unpoppable until I veganized. Now everything I eat, drink, and wear is made to sympathize, feel what I improvise. I'm standing by your side. Are we fighting for the same things or agendas in disguise? Rhetoric I find hard to recognize. I went home.
Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring interviews with vegans all over the world, promoting compassion, nonviolence, egalitarianism, and sustainability. Vegan Nation airs every Thursday on WCUW 91.3 FM, Worcester, Massachusetts, USA. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station, nor its management. I'm your host, Molly Narrow in Massachusetts. We're listening to Philly Stallone's song, Save the World. Soon, Philly will be joining us via Skype in Queens, New York. Philly Stallone is the founder of Dairy Kills, and will be discussing Dairy Kills event in New York City on Mother's Day, May 12th. Streetside activism to help New Yorkers in the world become more compassionate and replace the dairy products with plant-based products. Philly and I will also be discussing Black Veg Fest coming up in August and the Brooklyn Queens Animal Save, Vigils and Activism, as well as the upcoming music concert in New York City, Can I Live?
I just want to save the world, every animal, boy and girl. Blessed again, woke up another day. Been active all week, I feel it in my feet. Today's no different, my boys wanna play. Chilling in the park, batting practice, shooting J's. I seen a thousand nights, every day I'm still amazed. Especially how my love for humans is still in phase. Considering how most continue to kill away. Some people think that there's no hope for the human race. Wow. If that's true, what does that say about me and you walking around unconscious?
We'll hear a couple more of Philly's songs throughout the program.
If it ain't vegan, ain't no such thing as comfort food. If you respect, I'm cool. If not, I might get rude. No matter what, when I speak, I kick that truth to the white, the brown, and the young black youth. They hating on the God. That just lets me know I'm on my job. I just want to save the world. Every animal, boy and girl. I just want to save the world. Animal, boy and girl. They're hating on the God. That just lets me know I'm on my job. I just wanna save the world. Every animal, boy and girl. I just wanna save the world. Every animal, boy and girl. At the end of the day, you gotta ask yourself, what type of world do I wanna leave my children? You know what I'm saying? You wanna be about it, or ignore the facts? Something now. Teach them.
Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. We are very fortunate that joining us is Philly Stallone, a vegan animal rights activist in Queens, New York. Welcome, Philly, and thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Hey, how's everybody doing? Thank you for having me, Vegan Nation. It's a pleasure to be here with you guys today.
You are great, and I'm really excited that in today's show we'll be discussing your May 12th event for Mother's Day from your great organization, Dairy Kills, and that we'll also be talking about your vigils that you participate in and you organize for Brooklyn Queens Animal Save, and your podcast, Animal Radio Active, and also your music. So you are great, Philly, and you are greatly appreciated.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
I'd like to start out with asking a little bit about you. If you could share with our listeners how you got into vegan AR activism or anything like that.
I was vegetarian for 8 years. And I had never heard of the word vegan before. At that time, I thought I was doing the most I could. And then I heard what veganism was. And then the next day, it was history. It was that just went vegan after that. A couple of years into the veganism, I was thinking one day, because I have always been a big fan of human beings. I always loved humans. And then one day I said to myself, wait a minute. if I love humans this much, why don't I love animals this much? And then little by little, I just fell in love with animals. And then one day on social media, I saw an event to go give leaflets out in front of a pet store where the owner was caught having illegal cockfights in the basement. And that was it. That's when it started. And it took off from there, and I never looked back. And, you know, now my veganism, of course, by default, I benefit health-wise, and, you know, and I also do whatever I can for the planet. But my main concern is now is the animals and what they go through.
That's right. Thank you, Philly.
Yeah.
Yeah, what they're going through is intense torture and suffering and pain.
Unimaginable, yet such a reality, you know?
Yeah. And it's not necessary. And it takes the vegan AR activists like you and all your street activism and your concerts and everything to raise the awareness because, as you know, it's not happening in the educational or religious institutions. So we really need the street activists and the grassroots activists like you, Philly. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny. It's funny that you say that you mentioned that it's not in schools and in education because do you know that by law in New York City, there has to be a humane education class, but hardly any of the schools enforce it. And I just recently found this out. So that would be something great to look into and making sure that is enforced, especially if it's a requirement, you know?
Oh, yeah. That's good news. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. You know, we got to believe in the future and do whatever we can to make it a bright one.
Yes. I really do believe that the rise of veganism is necessary to transform our current global paradigm of normalized violence into the new vegan paradigm of normalized nonviolence. This is going to have ripple effects where it's going to help all humans as well as the non-human animals, like you had said.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, what we do to each other is terrible. So imagine how we treat beings that we consider less than us, you know? It's like a living hell. It's like a living hell. So, but the beauty of it is that it is changing. You know, there's a big difference now than just a few years ago, 5 years ago. So hopefully we'll keep moving in the right direction. And even more so with more momentum now, you know, especially because now not only has veganism increased greatly, but now more and more laws are being presented and passed on behalf of animal rights, you know. So it's not just on the nutritional side of it, like with the food, but also like with, you know, with like with laws and stuff like that. So we are seeing a huge ripple effect and a huge push forward towards this future that we all want. So the changes are happening. We're living through them, you know what I mean? So it's a great time to be alive.
Yes, and again, thanks to you, and you are a great influence. So I would like to start with your event coming up on Mother's Day, May 12th, with Dairy Kills.
Yeah. This will be our first Dairy Kills event this year, and we couldn't have picked a better day than Mother's Day because, you know, as you all know, mother cows suffer greatly in the dairy industry, you know. I'm sure your listeners probably know the story. It's basically, you impregnate a cow in order for the cow to be able to produce milk, because as we all know, cows only produce milk when they are pregnant. That's their breast milk. And once their baby's born, they only get to be a mother for, if they're lucky, 24 hours, because the dairy industry removes the baby from its mother on the day of birth. And they do that because if the baby hangs out with its mother, it's naturally going to drink its mother's milk. It's going to feed from its mother's teeth. But the humans don't want that because they want to sell that milk. So that's why mother cows never get to raise their babies, just because for even one drop of milk in our coffee or just a little bowl of cereal, they have to suffer greatly. And, you know, but fortunately, like I said before, that we are on the positive side of where the direction is going now, because half the country is now drinking plant-based milk, and there's plant-based milk options all over the place, and they're endless. They range from cashew to oat to soy to almond to just so many milks, you know. So go find your favorite one and be healthier and do the right thing.
Thank you, Philly.
I heard that the two days out of the year are the holidays that people go out to dine or to go out to have a good time the most are Valentine's Day and Mother's Day. we're expecting the streets to be crowded with people going to see Broadway plays or going to eat at a restaurant. So the foot traffic is going to be at an all-time high. So we'll have all eyes on us. And basically just try to educate as many people as possible and spread some awareness. So hopefully it'll be a good day. Hopefully we'll have good weather. And it'll also be in Times Square by the Red Steps. So, you know, when we put it on social media, it'll have, you know, it'll be like the center of the world, New York City. And this is the message on Mother's Day. So, you know, it'll make it that much more powerful.
That's right. And that is perfect.
And some of these videos that you can Google them, like, you'll see a mother cow crying for her baby, or the baby crying for the mother cow. And if the truck leaves, sometimes the mother cow will chase the truck, the same as a human would, you know? Like, if somebody stole somebody's baby, a human baby, they'll jump out of the hospital bed and chase that person, because there's no way how could you imagine your life without your child that you just gave birth to, you know? So this is their reality, you know? It's a serious thing.
That's right.
You know, it's interesting because, let's say, 5 years ago, you would be out there advocating for these animals that suffer. A lot of people probably would have never heard that. Maybe like 5-10 years ago, most people probably wouldn't even heard the word veganism. So most people don't know what they're engaging in or participating in when they're just doing what they've been taught to do, which is eat animals since birth. So to them, it's normal. Many don't know. But now, since veganism has grown, I wonder how many people out there do know now that what they're doing, yet still continue to participate in it, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. To not care about the suffering of others and to be selfish, really.
Yeah, no, that's the perfect word, selfish. I agree. I agree with you 100%.
Yeah. So again, thank you to you and your group, Dairy Kills.
Dairy Kills, we also are putting together a music festival. It's an animal rights music festival. It's June 22nd, and this summer will be the second one. And this is a way to spread the message through music, you know, and all the proceeds from Can I Live go to selected sanctuaries, all local sanctuaries. And it's a great time because we always come together, you know, it's an uphill battle dealing with people that don't want to hear what you're saying. But now we get to come together and have some fun and appreciate each other's talents, if you will, you know, for those of us that make music. And, you know, it's just a good time and we get to raise money for animals. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it. Last year was so much fun.
And where is this going to be held on June 22nd?
This will be held at the Knitting Factory.
We're listening to Philly Stallone, a vegan animal rights activist in Queens, New York. This is Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene, in Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Philly.
Hi, this is Matt. Listen to Wormtown Ska every Thursday night, Friday morning from 12 to 2 a.m., where you'll hear a variety of ska from traditional to punk. Lace your boots up and skank it on.
Wahoo! This is Annie Souza with Little Red and the Riders, coming to you from 91.3 FM, WCUW, Worcester's community radio station.
Yeah, hip-hop is green. Yeah. Woo! New York City vegans, worldwide vegans, where y'all at?
Welcome back from the break. This is Molly Narrow in Massachusetts, host of Vegan Nation. We're very fortunate to be joined by Philly Stallone via Skype in Queens, New York. Before we resume with Philly's interview, let's hear another one of his songs. This is V-Bag, Philly Stallone, featuring TK the Artist.
Got nothing but my vegan needs. Got everything to fulfill all my vegan needs. You don't understand, you can't comprehend when I'm kicking my vegan needs. Cruelty free, we eating in peace. We about to have us a feast.
Rethink that protein. They had a life and got feelings too. Climate change and torture. All of that'll be on you. You can catch me outside eating some fresh fruits. Grown straight out of the dirt. That's Mother Earth's roots. Dead body eaters got opinions. All my vegans speak truth. Why not spit from the heart? Every time I'm in the booth. Oh, they say you don't sell. They rap about guns, they don't shoot. I balance and take the challenge. Every day they say to you, looking for more strong-minded and brave vegans I can recruit. Turning this whole world vegan, giving Babylon the boot. Rappers out here talking about Molly Percocets, when people got meat riding their colons, eating dead flesh. 15-year-olds getting heart attacks, sleep sheep ignoring facts. Obesity at an all-time, the same people eating Big Macs. Fried chicken, bloody steaks, I got plants on my plates. My minerals all plant-based, get them dead bodies out of my face.
You got a bad
bag with bodies in it. I got a bag with life and my body in it. Spent all my cash, if it ain't vegan, more and more animals you were killing. Lil mama so hot, she only eat plants. She stay away from the trash.
We're listening to Philly Stallone and TK the Artist, both who are performing at Can I Live Vegan Music Festival, New York City, June 22nd.
I was born to do this. I see it now. I'm bona fide. I'ma wake you up. I'ma take you there. And you can keep the credit for the ride. Haters, Philly's back on that bull. But not literally. The only animal that I'm down to climb is my vegan queen. And I do that deal with hostility. G-A-N-G. We do what we do till the cage free. And you can't get down with the crew if you ain't about it or lazy. Mama made me, hood raised me. And I ain't been the same since I became an AR. A and the AR game changed me. Facts, baby. Speaking to babies, did you know that the dairy industry is killing babies every time you pour a little bit of milk on your cereal? On your cereal? If that's the case, then go get you some almond milk. Nobody buys, nobody dies, no blood is spilled. You got a bag with bodies in it. I got a bag with life and my body in it. Spent all my cash. If it ain't vegan, more and more animals you were killing. Lil mama so hot, she only eat plants. She stay away.
Thanks again, Philly, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you, thank you. Appreciate it.
So I'm also interested in hearing about your vigils with the Brooklyn Queens Animal Save.
Yes, Brooklyn Queens Animal Save does so much, and they've been around since 2017 now. They go to live markets, which are usually in underprivileged neighborhoods, and it's all about outreach. It's all about documenting, bearing witness, and also about rescue. Brooklyn Queens Animal Save rescues a lot of animals all year round, as well as educating people. Some of the neighborhoods that we go to, people haven't even heard of tofu yet, you know, so that's how necessary the outreach is. It's working, it's working, and we're seeing a change. Anybody interested, they could, in the Brooklyn or Queens or in any of the five boroughs that would like to come and support the vigils, they could just follow Brooklyn Queens Animal Save on Instagram, and the handle is BQAS2017, and on Facebook, it's Brooklyn Queens Animal Save.
Thank you, Philly Stallone, and thank you, Brooklyn Queens Animal Save. Very important, very powerful. Philly, I'd also like to hear about your podcast, Animal Radio Active.
That's my latest venture. Animal Radio Active. Basically, it's ARA radio. I document the protests that I go to. I speak about them. I also speak about what may be happening in the community at that time. And it's on YouTube. It is Animal Radio Active. And on Instagram, it's Animal Radio Active.
Wow. Again, Philly, you are greatly appreciated. This world desperately needs you. And we're coming to a close in the interview. Is there any other additional message that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Yes, I would like to say that if you're vegan, then post about your meals so people can see them. If you're able to make it to a protest, please go support these events. Most of these organizers, they do it out of their own time and they don't get paid. The support that they feel when people show up for the cause, it's unexplainable and it's greatly appreciated. Also in New York City, if you guys are from New York, National Animal Rights Day is coming up. Please go check that out. That's going to be in Union Square. That's in the first week in June. I'll be performing there. I will also be performing at the Can I Live Music Festival. And really important, in August, I believe it's August 10th and 11th, it's going to be Black Veg Fest, the second annual Black Veg Fest. That's also so important to support. I will also be performing there. Please support it. No matter what city you're in, what country you're in, whoever's listening, support anybody in your area that is speaking up for animals and fighting for change, because it all affects us in a positive way. So go support them. Support them. It's so important.
Thank you also for mentioning the Black Veg Fest happening in August. So I'd like to give a shout out to Omawali Adewale and Nadia Mui for their great work on the first Black Veg Fest held last year and now the second annual. So wonderful.
It was incredible. It was incredible. It was like it hit you in the heart. It was so special.
Yes, yes, thank you. Wow, thank you very much, Philly, for joining us on Vegan Nation. And can you give a little recap?
Yes, Sunday, May 12th, there's going to be a dairy demo to remember all the mother cows that suffer in the dairy industry from 12 to 2 on the Red Steps at Union Square. June 22nd, the Can I Live Animal Rights Music Festival at the Knitting Factory. Brooklyn Queens Animal Save, go follow them as well. There's events and vigils occurring all the time. We just had one this past weekend. There's another one coming up Tuesday, May 14th at 7:45 in the morning. And it's going to be at 905 Wyckoff in Ridgewood, New York. We heard that the trucks arrive early in the morning around that time. So we just want to see the animals when they get there. But follow BQAS for more information. National Animal Rights Day, NARD, please follow and support that. And Black Vet Fest. And there's just so many things going on to just get hip to what your animal rights community is doing in your neighborhood and just, you know, attend and support. It's so important. I must give a shout out to V for Veganism. They organized the Animal Rights Music Festival with me. They're great, and it's been, and you know, it's a pleasure working with them. I just want to give them a shout out.
Oh, that's good, right? That's happening on June 22nd. Can I Live Music Festival in New York City. Great. And Philly, before we end the interview today, could you just please share something that you suggest to people, especially on Mother's Day, whether cooking at home or whether out at restaurants, of what they could do instead of using any dairy products, because we want to set the animals free. And again, animal liberation equals human liberation. So it really is bringing in a new era on this planet of egalitarianism, justice, and nonviolence with the vegan movement. And so some of that requires the practical application for those at home and those in restaurants who might not have any clue on how to proceed where they can enjoy delicious food and drink without exploiting or enslaving dairy cows. I don't even want to say dairy cows. They are bovines. They are female bovines and their babies who are exploited for their breast milk, called the quote-unquote dairy industry. So can you give some practical tips on what people can do?
Yes, it's so simple. When you go to the supermarket and you're looking at dairy milk, all you have to do is look to the left or to the right and just make a different choice of what you're going to buy. That's it. Just shop differently and start off with the basic things that we use every day, or most people use every day. If you use butter every day, then get yourself a tub of plant-based butter. If you drink milk every day, get yourself a container of plant-based milk. If you eat cheese every day, then get yourself a block or some slices of plant-based cheeses. Now, if you do not like what you taste at first, do not give up. There's so many options. Continue tasting until you find the one for you, the one that you love, the one that fits your taste buds. But nothing will happen if people do not show some type of, if they're not proactive in a way. Because if you wake up and you go and shop and buy the same old thing, then it doesn't matter. Nothing changes. It all changes the moment you go and you decide to buy a different product. That's where it starts. It starts in your own consciousness.
We're listening to Philly Stallone, a vegan animal rights activist in Queens, New York. Thank you very much, Philly, for all your work, and thank you to all your other colleagues in your organizations, especially Dairy Kills and the Brooklyn Queens Animal Save and the V is for Veganism, and all of you. Thank you very much, and thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you, Vegan Nation. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Thank you.
I never heard of Vegan Nation before, and now I want to go back and listen to all their episodes, you know.
Oh, so thanks.
I want to thank you guys for making me aware of you. You know?
Oh, thanks. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You can also check out Philly's Facebook page, Philly, P-H-I-L-L-Y, and Stallone, S-T-A-L-L-O-N-E, and also his events of Beach Cleanup NYC. Beach Cleanup in New York City has events coming up as well. I also have an announcement of an upcoming webinar event for vegans. Overcoming Vistopia. Vegan psychologist Claire Mann is best known for coining the phrase Vistopia. Her book, Vistopia, The Anguish of Being Vegan in a Non-Vegan World, is helping vegans around the world transmute the anguish that comes with the burden of knowing into powerful action for change. Claire's Overcoming Vistopia webinar series provides tools and techniques to help us to overcome Vistopia, gain support and connection with vegans around the world, learn and apply strategies to transmute our pain into real solutions to create a kinder world. She regularly interviews guests who share different forms of activism to help us to choose how to be of best service to the animals. Her next live webinar, May 15th, will interview Paul Bashir and Asal Alamdin, the founders of Anonymous for the Voiceless, the fastest growing and most global animal rights organization. Find out how AV operates, how you can get involved, and why the Cube of Truth is such a powerful way to influence the public to become vegan. You can register for this event, and if you can't attend, you can be sent a recording. Register at veganpsychologist.com. Again, I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation, and a very special thank you to Philly Stallone, founder of Dairy Kills. Please stay tuned in to Vegan Nation, as Vegan Nation has now expanded into a one-hour program. Thanks again for tuning in. You know, because veganism is simply practicing the golden rule. Have a good day.
Yeah. For all the animals, captivity, suffering, we do this for you. We out here on these streets, giving it all we got.
Hear this program again at wcuw.org/vegannation, as well as vegansradio.wordpress.com. Also, thank you for your support of listener-supported community radio, Freedom Over the Airwaves. Vegan Nation, co-creating a world of freedom for all. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station, nor its management. Let's go out with more Philly Stallone. Can I live?
Today I was fighting and liberating. The order of operations is absolutely no patience for anybody abusing animals, also racist. Ever since I stepped in this game, the disconnection is so strong. I tell them save a life, they look at me like I'm so wrong. We either shame them or educate them. I can't relate to those with information that laugh at the facts we gave them. These humans make me feel like there's no hope. It's hard not to walk with my head down. I got examples to set now, like no fur, no leather, no wool, no feathers, no silk, and only cruelty-free food. And the animals say, can I live? I spend my whole life in cages, I hardly got room to move. So I'm asking you, can I live? I'm sleeping in till y'all decide that I'm food. This world is infested by sick people, zombies that drink the milk of baby calves because it's legal. That milk ain't meant for you, that's why your health is looking lethal.
That ain't your mama, not your milk, just let them be, yo.
Freedom has a price, not everyone gets to pay it. Born in captivity, institutional slavery. Sentient beings with no choice, they're just property. Nervous systems with no voice, where's their lottery? I'm not stopping till I see some change. Not money, justice, there's heroes amongst us. This is community love. Get smug and we bring out the community thug. Catnip, that be the community drug. Feds watching,
I think they got the community bug.
Yeah, man, it's getting real on the front lines. They can't stop us, they're scattered clouds to our sunshine. Nothing more than a misspelled word in my punchlines. I hardly sleep, you bet I'm fatigued sometimes. I spend the night with the moon and call it a sunrise. I spend the day with my son and call that a gift. Then 5 hours banging a cowbell, I call that a shift. I'm focused, got my act together, I got a grip. I hear sirens, I ain't supposed to be here. But these animals are freezing and starving, ain't that rescue mission? Gotta bring them somewhere where they can live. So I'm asking, can you find some compassion and start to think about your choices? Make the right ones and call that a flip. That's my time, I'm adios, animal live. And the animals say,
can I live?
I spent my whole life in cages, I hardly got room to move. So I'm asking you,
can I live?
Thanks again for tuning into Vegan Nation.
Until y'all decide that I'm food.
Because veganism is simply practicing the golden rule.
Creatures great and small, we love them all.
This is Ellie Sarti, founder director of Compassion Arts, Worcester, Massachusetts, New York City, and Los Angeles.
Lullabies and Bible songs say they are weak, we are strong. As we sing the golden rule, don't do what you don't want done.